I'm John Huber. I'm an applications engineer with Apogee Instruments, and I'm going to be talking about some of our new sensor developments that we're working on, as well as some of the new updates for our currently released sensors. So just a quick rundown of the presentation. First, I'll be talking a little bit about Apogee Instruments, for those of you who are not as familiar with our company. And then that will be followed by some updates on our MicroCache Bluetooth module. And then next we'll be talking about our new developments with our MC100 chlorophyll concentration meter. And then we'll be talking about our extended range PFD sensors. And then finally we'll finish off with our line of two-band radiometers that we're working on. So first, Apogee Instruments is a sensor manufacturer. We were founded by Bruce Bugbee, and we make all sorts of different sensors, ranging from PAR sensors to infrared temperature sensors to surface temperature thermistors, oxygen sensors, and so on. And we've had the wonderful opportunity to have had our sensors used in a wide variety of applications from around the world, ranging from sea surface temperature measurement to net radiation measurement of the Utah salt flats. So it's really cool for us to always see how people use our sensors in their various projects. So first up in our sensors that we have developments for is our MicroCache Bluetooth module. This particular sensor has entered the beta stage of its development, and it is going to be compatible with all of our analog sensors, and it's going to allow you to interface with a Android or iOS device, and it will have live meter functionality, so you'll be able to take your phone, take the sensor, go out and take some measurements with it, and then it'll also have logging capacity, so you'll be able to mount it onto a bracket along with the sensor, and it'll work independently. You can come by, download your data, and then just let it run. And eventually we are planning on having a Bluetooth Wi-Fi gateway that will be compatible with this device that will allow you to set up multiple MicroCache modules and then have them communicate with the gateway, and then the gateway will then upload your data to a cloud-based service. So, moving on, we have our MC100 chlorophyll concentration meter. And we have been actively developing new relationship curves between its optical measurements and actual chlorophyll concentration measurements. The most recent additions to our library of relationship curves is cannabis, grapevine, coffee, spinach, and strawberry. And the reason these curves are important is because optical measurements alone don't serve as substitutes for chlorophyll concentration measurements. You need to first take your optical measurements and then relate them to chlorophyll concentration within the plant through extractions. And as we've been doing this, we've found that different plants behave very differently from each other, which further illustrates why these relationship curves are important. As you can see, with two extremes of the relationship spectrums, cannabis and wheat, that the same optical reading at about, or the same amount of chlorophyll concentration within the leaves, about 600 micromoles per meter squared, will yield two very different optical readings between the two plants. So 600 micromoles in wheat will yield about 38 for an optical reading in CCI units, whereas cannabis at 600 micromoles per meter squared will yield an optical reading of about 87. So, moving on from that, we have our extended range LED PPF sensor. Now, this sensor was actually developed based on requests from customers who are making their own LED lights. A lot of customers are now including far red into their light recipes because far red affects plant growth characteristics through phytochrome responses. And so, this sensor was designed specifically for LED applications where you already know the output spectrum of your lights, and you can then take this and take intensity measurements without having to use a spectroradiometer or having to pull it out, set it up, and then measure your plants that way. And consequently, this sensor also has applications in trace light or light pollution measurements. So we are working on making two varieties of the sensor. One will be for full light measurements, and the other will be for very low light applications, so able to pick up nanomoles of photons per meter squared per second, as opposed to micromoles of photons per meter squared per second. And that was based on some preliminary results with cucumber, which found that they show signs of reacting to infrared security floodlights that are installed in several greenhouses. So, just something that we've tried to apply to our customers' needs there. So moving on, we have our new line of two-band detectors, or two-detector sensors, that we're working on. The first in this line is the NDVI sensor. There will be both upward and downward facing versions of this sensor. So the upward serves as a reference, while the downward will take reflectance samples. And then there will also be a PRI version of this sensor. And then moving on, we also are working on a red far-red sensor. So it'll have two detectors in it, picking up two different bands at 655 and 730 nanometers. And then relating to that, we also have a par far-red sensor in development. Now this one was actually based off of a bit of Bruce's research, where he found that the ratio of far red to the PAR spectrum as a percentage was a better predictor of plant growth characteristics than the red far red ratio alone was. And this is, it's a bit hard to see, it was taken from one of Bruce's presentations, but you can see as far as stem length goes, the far PAR percentage is an excellent predictor of stem length. And then leaf area, it's a good predictor. There are still some other factors that are influencing that that aren't quite accounted for in that. So just a quick overview of what we've got. As always, we have our website and contact information available if you have any questions for us. And on that subject, I'll go ahead and open it up to questions. So, yes? So the ones made by Meter Group, I'm actually not as familiar with their models. I can tell you that our NDVI and PRI sensors use a form factor where you have two detectors. Each detector in the upward-facing sensor has its own diffuser to help with cosine correction, and the lower sensor doesn't need the cosine-corrected diffusers and instead uses field-of-view ports. So, yep. All right, looks like that might be about it. So, yeah, thank you for listening.